be the country's next president. With elect you in February of next year, the faces of possible contenders are all over the front pages. Potential candidates include a former foreign minister, an economist, and an academic. But do any of them really stand a chance against the incumbent president Václav Klaus, who's running for re-election? Daniela Lazarova has more.
The Czech media have dubbed it the search for anti-Klaus, a phrase coined after opposition parties said they wanted someone quite different from Václav Klaus. Political, someone they see as less arrogant and less inclined to meddle in affairs of state. But finding an alternative to Václav Klaus is not proving easy. In the Czech Republic, the president is elected by parliament, and currently no party is strong enough to push through its own nominee. The ruling Civic Democrats have promised to support Mr. Klaus, but even so, he will still be short of 19 votes to get re-elected. The governing coalition as a whole would be strong enough to push him through, but the two smaller parties in government, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, say they would like to see someone else in the post. In order for such a candidate to stand any chance at all, they've had to enter into talks with the opposition parties in search of a candidate who would be acceptable across the political spectrum. Of the many names floated so far, four remain in the game. Two of them are politicians, Jiří Dienstbier and Petr Pithart. One is economist Jan Švejnar, and the last is academic Václav Pačes. Political analyst Vladimíra Dvořáková says that while the opposition and the Greens may really want someone else in the post, she doubts the commitment of the Christian Democrats.
In fact, any of the four names that journalists are speaking about can have chance, but I'm not sure whether really all these political parties would like to have really an alternative. It seems to me that Christian Democrats really are not looking seriously for someone else than Mr. Klaus, that they are saying, okay, we will negotiate, but I think that they will, after all, support Mr. Klaus.
So at the last minute, they could make a political bargain and
yeah,
gain
maybe
something.
They can make this political bargain. And it's true, when there was investigation of Mr. Čunek, Václav Klaus gave him his own support publicly, and this is also important.
The Christian Democrats are expected to be the kingmaker in this political game, and party leader Jiří Čunek is certainly making the most of it. He said on Monday that the party was still uncertain about who to support. None of the four potential rivals was considered a particular favourite. Someone might appear out of the blue, and if no strong candidate emerged, Václav Klaus was still in the game, Mr. Čunek said. This shilly-shallying has angered some civic Democrats, who are demanding that the Prime Minister should bring the smaller coalition parties to heel and remind them of the advantages they have gained by being in the governing coalition. However, as there was no coalition deal regarding support for a joint candidate, the smaller coalition parties are free to play the field, leaving both the civic Democrats and Václav Klaus in uncertainty up until the last moment. The horse trading is likely to continue for the next few months and will be all the more intense for the fact that the presidential election takes place by secret ballot.